The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday, the second week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. From the very beginning, the proclamation of the gospel has met with resistance. This was true for Jesus, it was true for the apostles, and it will be true for our generation. Why have so many people and human institutions opposed the gospel? Perhaps it's because at the heart of the good news is the requirement of conversion and the invitation to and necessity of faith. Jesus says in the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." To accept the gospel is to acknowledge that there is a power that surpasses that of this world, that there is a divine authority that exceeds every human authority, that there are things more important and durable than those which the world typically values. The gospel, when fully embraced, turns the world on its head. No wonder so many resist it. St. Peter encountered this resistance and was arrested by and brought to the Sanhedrin, the same body of Jewish leaders that condemned Jesus. The following describes that event from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men." Over the last year, governments around the world have imposed severe restrictions upon churches and, fairly, other human institutions as well, including forbidding common acts of divine worship. At the beginning of the COVID phenomena, this seemed reasonable, given the uncertainties that many nations were facing. However, after only a short period of time, it became abundantly clear that these restrictions were unreasonable and of no substantial effect in responding to the spread of the virus. Nevertheless, in many places, people continue to be forbidden from entering their churches to pray. In Canada, for example, churches are closed, and where there's resistance to the government's regulations, pastors are arrested, the faithful are harassed, and basic human freedoms are ignored. These things are happening in Protestant evangelical congregations, not in Catholic parishes, because the Catholic Church there has been supine and in complete surrender to the state. What would Peter think? Of course, in times of crisis and uncertainty, some prudential measures may be needed. At the same time, this has to be offset by the inherent right of religious freedom that every person enjoys. Whenever there's a conflict between obeying God and obeying the state or any other human authority, the choice for the Christian is clear. God's way is the only way. Being steadfast in this attitude of faithfulness will become harder and more challenging as our culture drifts away from the moorings of Christian civilization. All the more reason for us to be prepared and steadfast in imitating St. Peter's resolve to obey God and to glorify Him, no matter the cost. God bless you.